top stories on ABC News. The federal energy minister says he's not expecting state governments to fully back his national energy policy today. Josh Frydenberg is meeting energy ministers as he tries to secure support for the national energy guarantee. The policy will try to reduce electricity prices and carbon emissions while ensuring a reliable power supply. The Red Cross says at least 29 children have died after an air attack hit a school bus in rebel-controlled northern Yemen. The vehicle was reportedly targeted in airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition, which backs Yemen's government in its war with the Houthi rebels. Yemeni officials are putting the death toll at 43, with more than 60 people wounded. Indonesian officials say the death toll from a series of earthquakes on the island of Lombok has risen to 259 and may go higher. The region has been hit by more than 350 aftershocks, the latest of which had a magnitude of 5.9. Rescue workers are still digging through rubble and trying to get aid to survivors of the earlier larger quake. The U.S. says the time has come for a space force to counteract threats to its space assets from Russia, China, North Korea and Iran. The Vice President Mike Pence announced plans for the creation of a sixth military branch. He's also called on Congress to invest more than $10 billion in space security systems over the next 5 years.